Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Are we at the bottom or not? Glenn Tonger weighs in on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
As we begin another market week, the cattle market continues to look mighty ugly. Oklahoma National Stockyards this week, a major trend-setting market. Yearling cattle, steers, heifers, $2 to $6 lower. Calf trade, steer and heifer calves, $7 to $12 lower. Dr. Glenn Tonger, Extension Livestock Market Economist, says he's had lots of conversations in recent days with worried cattle producers.
I've got a lot of questions this week about, you know, have we hit the bottom or are we done? The terms like crash are coming up. You know, I don't like those words because they kind of add, you know, flame to the fire. But I know where they're coming from is there's concern about have we found the bottom in the market or not. And my general response to that is, you know, I'm not sure we found the bottom or not. I'm not smart enough to peg the timing of that. But I do think markets are like a pendulum. And I'll quickly give our listeners the analogy here is, you know, an old grandfather clock goes back and forth, and economists are always saying we're trying to find that magic equilibrium, which of course it never exists at one point in time, but supply and demand are always pushing back and forth to find it. And it begs the question, has the pendulum swung too far in this correction at the moment? I tend to be one that thinks demand signals aren't as bad as they are being portrayed as. That's not to say I don't think there's global economic concerns. I think they are, but maybe they're being magnified more than they should be, and that's weighed on the markets more the last several weeks than we might otherwise anticipate. That's a long way of saying maybe we're close to the bottom right here in the short term. There's no doubt that supplies are going to grow going forward. In the short term, they're going to grow because we have heavier cattle that got to come out of the system. Over the next couple of years, we're going to expand the herd. So the tight supplies part is eroding, which makes me magnify the demand story. And I think maybe the negative signals on demand are being a little overrepresented, if you like, in the market. That doesn't mean I think I'm smarter than the market, but I think that pendulum may have swung too far, too bearish, too much, too quick, such that maybe we're towards the end of that correction period.
K-State's Dr. Glenn Tonger, you may recall a week or so ago when last we talked with Darrell Peel, he talked about greed and fear and the fact that fear definitely driving this marketplace right now. Dr. Tonger agrees with that, and he says the thing is, with his analogy, the pendulum swinging back and forth, we may be at one end of that pendulum swing, but it's not going to be an abrupt snap back to higher prices immediately.
No, correct. And I think there needs to be some realism on, you know, even if I was right, and let's just say this past week was the low, which I'm not saying that for sure, but if that was, it would be incredibly naive to think we're automatically going right back to May prices, right? I don't think anybody out there expects that. Maybe we'll have a little bit of renewal back from these correction points. That's how I would encourage people to think about it. But on score, this past week was incredibly bearish. The market bore that out. The question is going forward whether or not that's going to be the low point.
Dr. Glenn Tonger with comments from Agriculture Today with Eric Atkinson saying, bottom line, close to the bottom, probably at the bottom, very hard to say. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, the next chance for you to buy some cattle the Superior way comes up Friday, September 25th from Superior Livestock on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering a total of 26,300 head. The video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. If you want some more information about the sale, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.